A change of mind. I just couldn't let go. Nothing I tried seemed to work. For 2 days I'd been resenting my partner. She wanted it her way, and I wanted it mine. It was one of those squabbles that occurs from time to time in any relationship. I felt justified in my position and frustrated with her, and she no doubt felt the same way about me. It wasn't that big an issue, but enough to leave some tension in the air. I tried to let it go, telling myself it didn't really matter. It would all blow over soon enough. I tried to forget it, or at least not to carp on about it anymore. I tried to shift my feelings, but it didn't work. Inside, I still felt resentful, and it was souring our relationship. Later, I was sitting at my desk working on a project, but still distracted by the issue. I knew the problem lay in how I was seeing things, but I remained stuck. Then I thought to simply ask, is there another way of seeing this? I was not trying to come up with an answer, but just posing the question and seeing what happened. Almost instantly, everything changed. I saw my partner as another human being, with her own history, her own needs and preferences, doing the best she could to navigate her way through life. I saw her through the eyes of compassion rather than grievance and judgment. For 2 days I'd been out of love, but now the love returned. My jaw relaxed, my belly softened, and I felt at ease again. It all felt so obvious. Why hadn't I seen this before? How could I have become so fixated in my self-righteous point of view? I had wanted my partner to change, but what actually needed to change was my mind. That couldn't happen as long as I was holding on to a grievance. I had to pause, step back, and then pose the question with an open, curious attitude. Could there, just possibly, be another way of seeing this? Without trying to find an answer, or even assuming there was an answer. My inner knowing was then able to shine through and reveal another, more helpful way of seeing things. Only then, in the light of this new perspective, could my mind release its grip. Letting go then happened spontaneously, without any effort on my part. Letting go is hard to do. If letting go is so valuable, why don't we just do it? The answer, as we all know from experience, is that letting go is not as easy as it sounds. After the death of a beloved animal companion, for example, friends may see our distress and say something like, "You just have to let go." Something similar can happen after a devastating relationship breakup. People say, "Just move on." And while these suggestions may be correct in a way, they are not so helpful, because just letting go under such conditions can be extremely difficult. The memory of such a painful loss still strikes us to the core, no matter our intentions. The difficulty stems from treating letting go as another thing to do. But we can't do letting go, however hard we try it. To let go, we have to cease the doing of holding on. And that requires a quite different approach. Imagine you are holding a small rock in the air. Holding on takes effort, which keeps the muscles of your hand tense. To let go, we relax our muscles and release our grip. We cease holding on, and letting go happens. It works similarly with the mind. Here, the grip we need to release is a mental one. Our holding on to some attitude, belief, expectation, or judgment. We need to allow our minds to relax, literally, to be loose again. So we should approach letting go not as another thing to do, but as an undoing the holding on. It is not trying in any way. Instead, it's developing the internal conditions that help the mind relax, allowing the letting go to happen. Although this may sound